on campus
and online.
This is URN. The Pulse.
In campus news, sports clubs at the university are signing up to a pledge against homophobia. The campaign, run by the Students' Union human rights group Voice Your Rights, was launched in the atrium of Portland building yesterday afternoon. John Spinks, president of the Table Tennis Club, says it's important for clubs to play a leading role.
Oh, it's vital because it's got to come show from the top that everyone's behind this. It's got the full backing of the clubs and, you know, we've got to set the example to all our members to show this is what we should be doing for these really vital things.
Nick Clegg could replace David Cameron in a one-on-one election debate with Ed Miliband, according to the Lib Dem chairman. Mr Cameron says he only wants to be involved in a single TV contest involving six other party leaders. Lord Ashdown, who's been leading the Liberal Democrats' 2015 campaign, says the PM should not be allowed to wreck the other debate.
It's part of our democratic rights. Let's go ahead and do it. And if he won't turn up, fine. The rest of us will. If there's an empty chair for him, that's fine too. If he won't defend the government's record, Nick Clegg is more than happy to do so.
New Zealand has been revealed as conducting mass surveillance over its Pacific neighbours, US whistleblower Edward Snowden has stated. Calls, emails and social media messages were being collected from Pacific nations and the information was shared with other members of the Five Eyes network, the US, Australia, Britain and Canada. Actress June Whitfield will join the cast of EastEnders for a one-off appearance later this year. The 89-year-old will star opposite Kate Mourne, Jesse Wallace, in an episode in May, although no further details were given about the nature of her role. Scotland has been eliminated from the Cricket World Cup, despite Kyle Coates scoring the nation's first ever century at the tournament. They lost by six wickets to Bangladesh in New Zealand, meaning Scotland cannot now reach the next round of the World Cup. The weather today will be dry with some variable amount of cloud. That's all for the news that matters to you here on URN. The time is now 29 minutes to 1.